And finally tonight, we'd like to bring you a story about another kind of athletic feat, about someone who's been pushing his body to the limits. David Blaine. He has just descended after spending 44 days suspended in a plastic box above the River Thames in London, eating nothing and surviving only on water. Among the spectators watching Blaine's descent this evening was Damien Barr, who was a columnist for the Times of London, who joins us now by cell phone. Mr. Barr, how did David Blaine look when he emerged tonight?
Well, when he came out of the box, he was slightly teary and crying, and he appeared to be weak. He was being held up by two people from the London ambulance service who helped him onto a trolley and then into an ambulance.
And I don't want to get too gross here, but I did read some of his entries on a website. He was keeping a journal on the web, and it seemed that he had not made a lot of provisions for his personal hygiene during these 44 days.
There were issues about that, and I think that was one of the greatest points of interest for people coming along to watch David, was how would he go to the bathroom. He was apparently wearing a nappy for the first few days.
That's a diaper.
And as there was less need for him to go towards the end of his time in the box, he would disappear under a sheet for a short period of time, and there was feverish speculation about what was going on under that sheet.
So did he have anything to say to the crowd as he was led toward the ambulance?
Well, to be honest, there was such a huge bubble, we could barely hear what he was saying, and there were also some people protesting in the background. So he seemed to be thanking God and his family and the people of London for supporting him through this 44-day trial.
What's to protest here?
Well, there were people protesting. And the mayor of London, Ken Livingstone, said at the beginning of this that he felt it was inappropriate for David Blaine to be using hunger protest as a means of entertainment, given that the suffragettes and a number of other political movements have used hunger protest as a valid means of protest. And so some people were there tonight protesting about that. Some people chartered a boat, which was going up and down the Thames, singing a song that is probably not suitable for your listeners, but which wasn't very complimentary to Mr. Blaine.
So what was the point of this 44 days of starvation? Anyway,
David Blaine described what we've been calling a stunt here in the media as a piece of performance art. He said he wanted to be the greatest showman of all time. He certainly attracted a great number of visitors, and in fact, some people who came to see him every single day of the 44 days that he was here. But it's doubtful whether he was, you know, bigger attraction than Nelson's Column or the Tate Modern Gallery, which is just down the road. But he became another installation art here in London.
I'm embarrassed not to know this, but why 44 days? Was the record 43 or something?
Well, a number of people have tried this in the past. Houdini tried this for a period of time. I don't know the significance of 44 days. I know that it's 4 days longer than Jesus apparently spent in the desert, so there might be something in it there.
There you have it. Well, Damien Barr is a columnist for the Times of London on the scene at the River Thames.
Yes, that's right. You're very welcome.
Mr. Barr, thanks.
Good night.